Welcome to another episode of the Money and Business Hero podcast, where we talk about the three pillars of financial success: money mindset, money management, and money making. My name's Florian Fritz, and my guest today, Beate Schellett, is the growth architect and founder of The Women's Code. She went from being broke, a broke single mom with lots of debt, to cracking the code and selling her business to Bill Gates for millions during a recession. And today she provides visionaries and leaders with proven strategies, blueprints, and growth maps to help them maximize profits and scale their impact. Welcome to the show, Beate.
Florian, I am so excited to be here. And in the green room, we were speaking German. So it's a love fest already, and we just started.
Awesome. That's so great to have you here. Now, let's start with your story. Sounds pretty interesting. Starting from lots of debt to selling your business for millions, even to Bill Gates. So how did that happen?
Yeah, it's like, what the heck did she do? So I'm originally from Germany, and I, had a career in photography. So I'm a creative by trade. And that's the only degree I've ever had, is an actual degree in photography. And when I realized that I wasn't as good as I hoped I would be, I also realized I was much better at the business side of things. So it just kind of became very, it was easy for me to look at something and then say, oh, that's super easy. That's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, there's 6 steps to it. And everybody's like, how do you do that? And so I got into the photo editor position at first Vina magazine, like complete magazine for Zeitgeist back in the days. And from there on, I went over to Elle magazine in Germany, and then I immigrated to the United States, and I was employed, a photo agent and a stock and a syndication expert later on. But first I was doing a photography production for still photo shoots for a lot of clients from Germany, Italy, Austria that would come to the United States to produce. And I then had a lot of the things that you read about that happened to other people, and all of them happened to me. So I had the bad employee that got too close to my key vendor and then had this idea for their own business, which was my business without me. Then invoices that I had billed were paid to them because they lied about me withholding money, which I didn't. And so I went in a lawsuit because I didn't know any better. Being German, of course, you want to be right. In America, not quite the way that works. And then I thought, production season, Levi Strauss, Wrangler, Homeboy, all these big clients are back on the books. And then September 11th comes, and in one day, my business was wiped out. Like, it was over. And I had to then, just kind of like keep it together. The lawsuit settled. I ended up with nothing, but I had a great idea. So I went into stock photography syndication. I built up a stock photography business for architecture and interior photography. And I did celebrity at home stories because I went after the A-listers, and A-listers work with other A-listers. And these A-listers then decorated, designed homes of Julian Moore, Madonna, Francis Ford Coppola, Seal, and suddenly I get all these stories in. But because it was a photo editor at Elle magazine, Florian, I knew exactly what to do with those stories because I used to buy them. So now I got to sell them. And the problem only was that I had no money because it was very expensive to build this business and to digitize all these images. So now I'm $135,000 in debt, and I am maxed out on every credit card. And you're going to love this strategy, borrowing money to pay interest on borrowed money. Yes,
great
you're
idea.
Nodding in a...
Great idea.
Yeah, great idea. Mm-hmm. I think it's called the death spiral of financing.
Yeah, that's about it.
So no, I cannot say yes to one more cash advance offer on a credit card at 23%, because there is nothing else to get. And I fly to Germany to drum up some business, go to an industry conference, and my father has a stroke. My dad didn't have a stroke. My father had pancreatic cancer, and he died in 6 weeks later. So now I'm in Nether Bavaria at the border to Austria in Pfarrkirchen near Passau. And we are standing there, and my father literally was just buried, Florian. And my phone rings, and it's my office in Los Angeles. And we've been just served a notice in LA while I'm in Germany that I'm going to lose the house. So here I am. And this is like the defining moment. I fall on my knees in front of this gorgeous Baroque church and, you know, in this picturesque overview of the valley. And I raised my fist at God and I yelled at him. And I said, if you have a plan, this would be a really good time to fill me in because this makes no sense to me. And then I surrendered and I came back not too long after I get a letter from the White House, the White House. The only reason, Florian, I wrote a letter to the president of the United States because my former mother-in-law was a complete nag. Got to write a letter to the president. He's your president. If anybody can help you, it's the president of the United States. He's the number one guy in the United States. Why would you, you know, waste your time writing any letters to anybody else? Go straight to the top. So I wrote...
Idea. Yeah, why not?
Why not? And so I wrote the damn letter. And so imagine my shock when I got a letter from the White House. And it says, the president sends his best wishes. Now, you know, and I know that the president never saw this letter, but...
Probably not.
No, of course not. But what it did do, it put me in touch with a small business administration here in the United States, a government agency that helps to connect small businesses with financial institution for the purpose of financing and funding. And so they helped me to restructure my business plan so that the numbers were just right. And then they shopped it with a couple of banks. And then one bank said yes. So now I restructure my $135,000 in a 10-year fixed low interest rate backed by the United States government. At 80%, they guarantee the loan. And it frees up my $45,000 of credit line. That was enough cash to get me to break even in 3 months. That's how close this was, 3 months. And then 18 months later, I'm the world leader in my category, selling these home stories in 79 countries. And that's when a Bill Gates company comes and says, can you tell us how you do it? Now, like any decent woman, I said, absolutely not. You want it? You pay for it. And they said, how much? I said, millions. And they said, fine. And that's how I sold my business to Bill Gates.
Beautiful story. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what did you do to make that business go from broke and not working and basically
a million in revenue, yeah,
to being number one in your area?
Yeah, so this really ties into what I talk about a lot about authority building, authority platform building. So what changed in this business, why this particular business worked, is because we were very specialized in one very narrowly defined area. It was architectural, interior images, design images, and we had celebrity at home stories. That was all we did. We didn't do lifestyle images. We didn't do any of the other. That was our specialty. So if a bank needed an image, they would come to us. If you did a coffee table book on design ideas, you came to us. If you wanted to fill your magazine with beautiful homes to make everybody else envious, you came to us. And one piece was that I had learned that I needed to create a business that was making money while I was not there. So I would send this home story over the ticker at night. And in the morning, I would come in and all my partners have set up a worldwide distribution network. And overnight, every seller in Austria, Italy, France, Netherlands, Romania, Russia, Germany would be selling these stories. First rights, second rights, third rights. And I would come in the following morning and I had $30,000, $40,000 worth of orders there. So that was a great business because it was
good.
It was so easy to do. And we had set this up with the idea in mind, Florian, that I wanted to sell this business because after what happened to me before, I sure as hell didn't want that to happen to me again. I was like, this time I'm going to get this right. And I had my standard operational procedures, our naming conventions, our conventions on how we did things. We had a process, what would happen if they come in, what would happen if they get digitized, what would happen when they got retouched, what would happen if they were uploaded, what would happen in the distribution system. So we had all of these pieces laid out. So when the Bill Gates company came, I gave them the business in a box. And they knew exactly what to do with it.
So how do you build? Well, that's already one tip, right? How to build up your business so you can sell it. Now, how do you become the authority in that everybody goes to? How do you do that?
Yeah, so number one, I want to make a clarification. And I don't know, Florian, if you see this in your business, but authority is not celebrity or influencer. I think a lot of times people really misunderstand these terms. So Gary Vee is an influencer trying to be a celebrity. But what is he the authority in? Nothing. He is just, you know, it's like Gary Vee, what, vodka, Gary Vee, self-improvement, Gary Vee. I mean, he has crypto, Gary Vee, everything. So he has an opinion on everything, but his business model is not authority. His business model is influencer slash celebrity, and he's throwing an obscene amount of money at it. So then you look at who is an actual authority. An authority is an expert in their industry. So you have to make a choice when you go out and you take your business and put it out there. If you want to be an influencer or a celebrity, you're going to need to take an obscene amount of money with an unbelievable amount of people, with a ton of ad spend and content creation, and have a team do nothing other than that all day. That is very expensive and often not very effective. Because what we really do as an authority, what we want our expertise be in front of the right client with the right message, so that when the client sees that at that moment of top of mind awareness where this thing actually is necessary to say, what's this guy's name again? Florian something, doesn't he do the money thing? I need help with that. And if you're at the right time in front of them with the right message, they'll call you. So that's authority. Authority is to create consciously these touch points, the platform, the authority platform, to be at the right time in front of the right person consistently with a message that resonates and solves the problem this person has. Not a phantom avatar, not a phantom problem, not a difficult tactical problem, but a solution to something that is circulating in their head, in their language. That is what makes you an authority.
Okay. And how do I get into their minds? So they think of me when they think about my the problem that I solve.
Yes. So that starts with what we call the airtight avatar in growth architecture. So the airtight avatar is your customer profile, the avatar. For anybody who has not really looked at their avatar, I highly recommend everybody to go and do that, because in the last 6 months alone, or since the beginning of AI, a lot of things have changed. I think that since COVID, we've been for the last 4 years in this perpetual whiplash of, you know, one day it's this problem, then this is nothing, then that's that problem. And I'll give you an example to make this real. So when I was working with a lot of creatives, if I would say how to make more money, it was a turnoff for a creative, because a creative isn't in it to make money. So the creative would say, I just want to find more clients. Isn't that the same thing? Well, of course, but that's not the message in their head. They don't have this message, I need to make more money, in their head, because it's going to make them feel bad. So the creative has this message, I need to find more clients. So we were running some ads about 2 weeks ago, and we used the find more clients language. And then we tried some other messaging, one of which was, do you feel stuck? Are you feeling like you're hitting an invisible wall? and it outperformed finding your clients. That was a complete shock to me, because in the past, it wasn't making money. It was finding clients. And now it's shifted one more time to get unstuck. Mm-hmm. Same thing. But you always have to figure out, how does the client or your potential client refer to it? So that's how you get in front of the right client, by having a message that resonates at the exact vibration of the problem that they're at.
Okay, great. So find the language of your avatar and then penetrate them with your message.
Exactly. Like you, I call this, you have to literally crawl into their head. You know, I do this and, you know, I'll give you an example. So I tell my clients, I just close your eyes, think about it. So this client of yours that works at this corporation, she gets up at 6 o'clock in the morning. She has two kids, right? One of the kids throws up at breakfast. Now she's completely stressed out because she has to take this kid and figure out what to do because she can't take it to daycare. So one kid goes to take daycare. So she has to call her mother or whatever. It's like an emergency situation to take care of this. She goes into the office. She's late. You know, she still has a throw up spot on her back. So she has to wear a jacket. And now she finds out that her boss is calling her in the office because that jerk John from the day before had taken credit for something that he didn't do and blamed her for something that he did. But that all happened last night when they went out to dinner, which you couldn't go to because your daughter wasn't feeling well. So now you're in the office, you walk out and you sit at your desk, you call, offering your product or your service or following up on something. What do you need to say to that person in that moment that your head remains intact on top of your spine and not gets ripped off? Because thank God you're the marketer at this moment that calls at a time where somebody just wants to blow off some steam. So you want to go this deep into it and say, if I'm connecting with people that are running at this high stress level, or there's a probability it's that stress level, it's not about you. It's about, what does this woman need? This woman needs to not think about it. She needs a solution how to make it look good. She needs something that doesn't take a lot of her time or overview. She wants an expert, and she wants to just throw this over to you and then give it to her completely turnkey with a bow on it, so she can go to the boss and take credit and get her position back. So that really changes on how you are showing up in front of your clients. And then that's how you can demand top dollar.
Awesome. So that's how we become authorities. Great. Now, you have another great question that I want to ask you, which is, what is the best strategy for business owners? I love this question.
Well, because it's a complete trick question, of course. Exactly. So the strategy, what is the best strategy? And I do actually get this asked all the time. And I bet, Florian, you get this asked all the time,
actually,
too.
I get asked, what's the best investment?
Okay, good. So same kind of line of question, right? And then our answer is, it depends. Because what does it depend on? So I want your listeners now to think about, what is the ultimate goal that we're trying to get to? Are you in a reactionary way of getting up every day and then whatever happens, fingers crossed, it'll all kind of align and then the business growth? Or do you have a very clearly outlined goal from which, and only with a goal in mind, you can reverse engineer the strategy, right? Because the strategy is determined by the goal. I'll give you another example. So I was talking to somebody, it was really interesting, and she has a financial fitness course. And she's in insurance and life insurance and things like that. And she says she wants to sell this course for $5,000. I don't think you can sell a self-guided online course for a topic that people know they need but don't really want to learn for $5,000. But at this point, I'm keeping...
Yeah.
I mean, you and I know that's not going to happen. But I keep my mouth shut because my job is to support people in their desire. And I said to her, well, how are you going to bring this to market? Well, I'm going to put it on my social media. Now, I know that putting it on social media isn't going to create sales. So I said, well, what's your strategy to bring it to market? What's your launch strategy? Well, there's no launch strategy. It's just going to go live and then we're going to just promote this. Okay, that's not a strategy. That's social media is a tactic. So then I said, well, how many of these do you want to sell? She says, I want 1 million people to take this course. I said, okay, so let's just go through that. If you want to do 1 million people taking a $5,000 financial fitness course, then you need to think about what are the average conversion rates in internet marketing right now. So if you say that that $10,000 in ad spend gets you $100,000 in sales, then you do the math on that. And now you're spending a couple million in ad spend to get to, you know, you have to spend whatever, $250,000, $500,000 in ad spend to get to this. And I said, it's a numbers game. And then you have to think about, you know, you send an email, what's your open rate? From the open rate, what's the typical click-through rate? What from the click-through rate, what's then the buy rate? What's then the retention rate? And then once you have that built out, then you need to take this number and multiply it so you arrive at 1 million sales. And then she started getting a little antsy and she says, these are big numbers. I said, well, they're your numbers. They're based upon what you say. So the goal first has to be clearly defined for you and me as business experts, consultants, coaches, to help our clients to identify how do we reverse engineer the strategy to actually get there. I can get you 1 million sales for $5,000, but the numbers that you have to money you have to spend to get to that may far exceed what you're making. Because do I believe that somebody will buy a $5,000 self-guided course? No. Somebody will go to a 2-day financial fitness seminar where I'll do it with a trainer if I'm ready for my investment, because I now have the money and I want to invest it wisely. But there has to be urgency. There has to be a clear outline why this matters right now. But just so I get better in dealing with money, no, not going to happen.
No, for 5,000 self-guided, no. Because self-guided, no. Most people don't ever do it anyway.
No.
Yeah. So the goals need to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can create a strategy.
Exactly. Yes. And it has to be something also that will make you enjoy your life. Because then what entrepreneurs do, they say, I want to run a $5 million business and I want to work 10 hours a week and everything else is done by a remote team. Okay. That's going to take you a couple of years to set this up because you have to first develop the workflow and the processes. And then you have to do the standard operational procedures. You have to have the strategy. And then with the strategy, you have to have the systems. And all of this has to be built. And then you have to find the right people. And then you have to turn the machine on. It is totally possible, but it's not going to be done in 6 weeks.
No, I'm afraid not. So how do I find the right strategy for my business now? If there's not one perfect strategy, I hope you have one, but I didn't really expect it. How do I find the right strategy?
So the right strategy for you is a strategy that is aligned with your values, with what you're passionate about, or what your desire is. So sometimes somebody says, I just want to make money. They don't need to be passionate about it. I know a gentleman who came to me and he says he made a ton of money with a business and he sold it. And it was a business that was doing online, it's like for people that have a DUI, right? And so they have to go and do an online course after they got a ticket for driving while drinking. It's not something particularly this person was passionate about, but it made a lot of money. So the strategy that was right for this person was a strategy that focused on the maximum ROI, smallest amount of investment, fastest way to get other people to do the work, and maximum return on your investment. And a machine that just you just could turn on in every market. That worked. Mm-hmm. We have heart-centered entrepreneurs that shudder when they look at groups of more than five people because they want to be in this heart-centered conscious space. Now, if somebody is in that space, a strategy that will work for them is a higher ticket, smaller group, you know, model. So the strategy would be then, how do we get to people that can afford that kind of service that are also in that space? So that strategy works for that person. So the strategy that will work for you is really based up on what is it that you want? What is it that aligns with where you are at right now? And the strategy that actually gets you the results that is tested and proven. Because a lot of times people do not test their ideas and they don't know if it actually works. And then they're shocked if it doesn't.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so have test clients, do beta tests, whatever, find out if people actually want what you're selling.
Yeah.
Great, Eddie. And while doing that, you can find the right messaging, right?
That's exactly right. If you go for the right product market fit, and I think this is very difficult for all of us, myself included, because we have these great ideas and we're so excited about it and somebody liked it. And then we think it's a new business idea and it's a $10 million business idea or 10 million euros. And then everybody goes like, no, not resonating with me. And you're like, what? What's wrong with you? So you have to have the market tell you on whether the idea or not is good. Don't argue with your market.
Great. Now, about you personally, Beata, how important is money for you?
Money is super important. I mean, I was broke for so long, Florian. So when I had the opportunity to sell my business, I had my number in my head. I knew what I wanted. And I knew that if I was going to get that number, that I would sell. And people like, no, just hang in there for another year. You can get a multiple. I'm like, no. Because I needed to put my daughter through college. I wanted to buy a house. I never wanted to be thrown out of my home ever again. That was a fear that I had. And it had to be enough for me to never have to work again if I choose to. And so that was my goal. And I did well with that. So money to me is very important, and I encourage everybody to get making money out of the way early on. It only gets more difficult as you get older, because if you miss the opportunity to make money while you're young, hot, sexy, desirable, 30s and 40s, believe me, at 55, nobody thinks you're young, hot, sexy, and desirable, and everybody thinks you know nothing, because people don't want to work with their parents. They want to work with other cool people. And it's not that I judge that in the sense of, oh my God, you know, we are too old, but it's really just a piece of advice out of my experience that I've learned. You got to take everything you got and you got to do it while the opportunity is there, because the opportunity may not come again. So you roll up your sleeves, get it done.
Awesome. Great. I think that already gets us into the next question I have, which is, what's your best wealth building tip for our audience?
Number one, if you sell, don't sell for a number that doesn't create the freedom, because that would be absolutely pointless. Because then you have to start from zero all over again, go through the whole business building. So know your number. And then when the number comes, you sell and make that number be based on something. I mean, hire somebody like Florian to help you with that, to get to that proper valuation. So that would be number one. And the second thing is, always look how quickly you can make yourself obsolete in your business, because the faster you can make yourself obsolete in your business, the faster you can build wealth.
Great. Yeah. As Rockefeller said, if you work all day, you have no time to make money, right?
Exactly.
So make yourself.
I have to thank you for reminding me of that. That was a really good quote. I like that. Yes, absolutely.
Great. So thank you so much. If anybody would like to reach out to you or find you or learn more about you and what you do, how can they do that?
Yeah. So number one, if you are a business owner and you feel either a little bit stuck or you want to find more clients or make more money, because now you know all my tricks, so I can name all three of them, go to growthblockerquiz.com and find out what your number one growth blocker is, business growth blocker is. If you were curious about the Airtight Avatar, go to airtightavatar.com, check that out, and reach out to me on social media, drop into my DM, say hello. Make sure you mention the podcast so I know where you're coming from and can give you priority treatment. And for everybody who's listening, will you please do Florian a big favor? Wherever you pick up the podcast, go there now, give him a 5-star review and leave a short comment, because that's what influences the algorithms and gets the show out in front of more people. And share this episode with one other person who needs to hear what we were talking about today.
Awesome. Thank you so much for adding that, Beate. So I don't need to say anything anymore about that. Thanks for coming. It's been great talking to you. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And see you on the next show. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Money and Business Hero podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode and you got some value from it. Please take a moment to leave a rating or even better, a review. That helps awesome people like you to find the show and me to produce more and even better episodes. And don't forget to subscribe. If you want to get regular free tips, tools, techniques on how to build wealth and financial freedom, or simply how to improve your financial life in all three pillars of financial success, join my free Money Hero Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/moneyhero. Find the link in the description, or find out more on the website moneyheroacademy.com. See you there.